Activist businessman Jesse Diaz from Pleasant Grove extended the invitation to support our public schools on behalf of the Southeast Hispanic Chamber. He was hungry for information about the group's home rule plan that would change how Dallas schools are run. The group needs signatures to make that happen, but Diaz is undecided.
In Pleasant Grove, the majority of our high schools and middle schools are failing. I'm open for something new, but I haven't had anything, been able to read anything to see, to find out if it's good or bad. I am open-minded, and we do need a change here in this area.
Geronimo Valdez, a board member of the Home Rule effort, told the crowd of about 50 that he graduated from DISD's Spruce High School and wants education to improve for all the kids.
How do we transform DISD into an asset for the city? How do we make the school system great so that when folks have kids, they want to have them in DISD, much like they want them in Plano or in McKinney or in Frisco?
Hilda Ramirez Duarte likes the plan and says it's necessary.
We're in a state of urgency. You have 14,000 students in ninth grade that go into Dallas Public Schools as freshmen. They only graduate 4,500. Where's the other 11,500 kids? If you're satisfied with this number, sit down, fold your hands, and walk away. But I'm saying we're in a state of urgency.
But others at the meeting, including paralegal Yolanda Williams, were skeptical. She said members of Support Our Public Schools were using a name that's deceptive.
Because I'm going to be honest. I thought when I said I support our public school, it meant I supported DISD. So I just got educated, and I'm not ready to give up on DISD yet because I'm a product of DISD.
Valdez said DISD would not go away or be privatized, but its governance would change. Board members, for example, might be appointed in the future, not elected the way they are now. Skeptics outnumbered all last night. Retired DISD staffer and LULAC member Renee Martinez asked why the rush.
Tap the brakes, slow it down, get people involved. If you really want reform, get more of the folks in the community involved in this process.
Afterwards, Dave Lee with Dallas's largest teacher group said too many questions about home rule remain unanswered. He says home rule backers want to consider some curriculum changes. They've also talked of lengthening school days and the school year, which is allowable now without any changes. Lee wants specifics.
As a parent of two young children, I can assure you we don't want longer school days and longer school year. We want a more effective use of the time our children are already in school.
Geronimo Valdez says Support Our Public Schools wants to answer questions in person and on its Facebook page, and it'll hold more meetings to do that. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.